This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Later this hour, Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5 Entertainment Reporter will join us as we talk movies, things to watch over the weekend. Right now, we'll open up the entertainment page, finally.
Entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get your butts over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager now. She'll hook you up with an advisor. Of course, you can always check out online their entire selection of pre-owned new vehicles at BMWofFairfax.com. Love BMW Fairfax. All right, Cakes. I think you're going to be entertained today.
I hope I am.
I really am.
I'm here for it. I'm here to be entertained.
I got your back. This is wild. So Bruce Willis and Demi Moore have three children together, right? Three daughters. Can you name all three?
Hold on. One is rumor.
Right.
One is Scout.
Right.
And the third, I think, is Tallulah Bell.
Tallulah. That's
wow.
Right.
Yeah,
all right.
Wow.
All right, rumor is 36.
Is this from you watching the Pop Jeopardy lately?
I do like Pop Culture Jeopardy hosted by Colin Jost. It's easier. I'm sorry. It's just easier than the regular Jeopardy.
All right, so
when I watch regular Jeopardy, I feel like too much of a dullard sometimes. Like there are complete categories that are just blind spots.
That was impressive.
Opera, the Bible, politics, literature. I mean, I could keep going on and on. Astronomy. I mean, there's a lot, mathematics, there's a lot of blind spots up there.
All right, those will all be blind spots for me, Casey.
What the hell do they ask in mathematics?
JP,
maybe like a pie question.
They need to crank out questions five shows a week in perpetuity. They got to come up with a ton of categories.
I believe Jeopardy's coming to D.C. next week.
I think it is.
You won't try out?
You're not good enough.
No, I know I'm not good.
Valdez, maybe.
Valdez is a dream.
Yeah, why don't you try out Valdez?
No, ever since my brother tried out and got rejected.
But are you in awe of your brother? Like, he's really good at it?
I mean, it's a massive, massive, massive Valdez family household tradition.
Yeah.
Honestly, every time I go to see my parents.
You guys watch Jeopardy together?
Are you playing Jeopardy with us tonight?
Right. Okay, all right, so hold on.
A good bit.
But so, in other words, do you...
When me and my dad were at MGM National Harbor, and we're staying the night together.
Right.
They had Jeopardy on at like 4 o'clock. We were scrolling through the guide. My dad said, "Stop it!" And we played the second half of Jeopardy together.
Very, very good. It's a family tradition.
It is a massive Valdez family tradition.
Yeah,
but are you kind of in awe of your brother's skills? Like, is he like the king of the castle?
Me and him go back and forth. Sometimes we get the good categories.
Is
that
your brother
we can
smarter than you?
I think he scored 60 points higher on the SAT than I did. Mm.
This is Valdez's chance to win back his parents' love.
Is your brother the favorite?
Yeah,
he's got a big house and everything.
Yeah, my brother's far more successful than I am.
But I mean, is he the favorite though?
Probably because he's brought a grandchild.
Two grandchildren.
Two? But,
yeah.
You got two nephews?
Yeah, but he's not as famous as you.
Yeah. I crush him.
You're more famous.
He might have more real dollars than me, but yeah. I crush him in attention dollars.
Oh, yeah, destroy him.
And you got comps the other night.
You're like the Warren Buffett of attention dollars compared to your brother.
When you're out in the Dina with the family and you go like to some so-and-so's crab house or whatever.
Mike's.
Well, whatever. I'm sure there's a million of them. Do you get recognized?
Pasadena?
In the Dina, no, because no, it's not, Baltimore.
Not really.
But if they come to Fairfax.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's on.
Yeah. I mean, my dad does get sized because we have the hook job over at Compass Point. So, that's a fine Dina golf establishment. Yeah.
Right.
So,
okay, Papa Valdez, he's a traveling man now that he's retired. He's going all over the place. Ocean City, down to the Carolinas. Cruising.
Well, I mean, here's the reason.
Busy man.
I don't even know how we got onto Jeopardy, but here's the reason. Okay, maybe because of Cakes knowing all of the kids' names, the Demi and Bruce Willis.
Yeah, if
kids.
You give me like Bruce Willis kid name category, I'm gonna slay it in Jeopardy. It's all about what those categories come up across the board.
They love it, and it looks like they do have a loving family. Like even though the parents are divorced, and there's a new wife, and Bruce is struggling with his aphasia or whatever they call it, you know, or he's just kind of struggling. They're all together all the time. They look happy. They do look like a loving family, but maybe it's going too far. Rumor revealed on a podcast on
April 1st, has it,
yeah, that they're so close that when she. She still sleeps in bed with her mother. Okay? That's one thing.
Now, is it her mother as she looks normally or the mother in substance? Like where she's all like body dysmorphic and she's like
know.
A horror character.
That made me laugh.
I don't quite get the reference, but okay. I just assume it's, you know, you're a fairly hot white mom, you know, like 60 years old.
Yeah.
Demi Moore. Do you find that odd? That let's say if whenever rumor,
hi mommy,
whenever rumor is staying the night with Demi around, she sleeps with her mom.
It's a little weird. It's
hi mommy.
It's kind of touching, but it's also a little weird.
It's kind of I could kind of see it like being a mom daughter thing, maybe.
Well,
like,
she also probably has a bed that's the size of this studio.
I'm sure.
So it's not weird. Like if rumor climbs into the bed.
I would say on a scale of weirdness, I'd say maybe it's like a 5 out of 10.
Yeah, I'd say 5 or 6.
Depending
on the size of the bed.
Right.
Like if it's like one of those Puff Daddy white party beds where the thing's in the lawn
I'm sure
and it's massive.
Like that, then it is some like fake queen at a Comfort Inn or something. You know, it's like micro. All right. This, though, I would say is a 10 out of 10 weirdness.
Okay.
She also revealed that Rumor 36... Again, Scout 33 and Tallulah 31, the three
Bell.
Sisters, still take baths together.
That's
well,
very
that
weird.
Is a that's a 15.
That's a
out
10 out of 10.
That's a 15 out of 10. That isn't even a 10.
They still take baths together.
That's very weird.
That's strange.
I would say
what's
by the time you hit like
I don't know.
By the time you hit probably,
I mean, how do you fit three people
seven
in
or
that?
Eight? They it's shouldn't be tub. Taking baths together, right?
I mean, all I could think about is how big the tub is.
Yeah, how big is the tub?
But it's definitely weird.
Does Offenbachers have a tub that big?
I mean, absolutely. But I mean, it's not like, necessarily a bathtub.
Like, have you ever seen like your brother naked? Like past the age of, I don't know.
No. Past a certain age, you don't see those things.
No.
In a normal household.
No.
That'd boys be like, would that'd be even like more me and my odd. Brother bathing together.
Yeah. Last time I saw my dad naked was in a Wild World locker room. Like, I was like 15 years old.
Take you back.
Six Flags America. The artist formerly known as Wild World.
Right.
If so you're our age,
we were in there and
older.
We were changing into our bathing suits because we were going to go into the wave pool or whatever.
The silly slides.
It was the last time I saw my dad naked.
You probably like saw my
ago.
Dad naked more than
so
I
your
did.
Dad, your dad's so oh, weird. Your dad. I understand Lourdes.
This this is weird. This is a 20 out of 10 on the weird scale.
I mean, yeah. I remember when I was
By the way, his dad was giggling, just like Valdez. Yeah. When I walked in on him, he was giggling, just like Valdez. Just
like, what is this kid doing?
No, because I went in. JP was like pooping in the you know, the normal bathroom that people use.
On the main floor.
So I went to the one in the bedroom.
Because
it was a rancher. And so, you know, they had three baths. One was in the new room. There was one in the main floor, like everyone uses. And then there was one in the bedroom. So I just went to the one in the bedroom, go take a duty. And his dad just walked out of the shower with a slinky. And he was laughing.
He's like, why is this Bickle kid running around in my house? I need some privacy here.
Why was he laughing?
Why do you think he was laughing? Because he thought
he knew he scarred you for life.
He knew it was hilarious that I saw his full slinky. I mean, I did.
30 out of 10 weird. Yeah. Down this road before.
Case come on. He doesn't like talking about it. But his dad his dad looked like he was pretty good because dad answered the door in undies all the time.
Yeah, that was kind of his move.
His dad was a tidy whitey.
I'm not the proudest of him.
He was a tidy whitey devotee. And
I mean, he grew up in West Virginia. You're lucky he's wearing any underwear to answer the door.
Right.
It's probably a good thing.
All right, let's get to this. I got a couple, and I'm not going to say hit or hurt things, but whatever. They're two iconic artists releasing new music. Bruce Springsteen set to release 7 lost albums containing over 80 never before heard songs.
How do you lose 7 albums worth of material?
I don't know. Would you? They're in some vault. Are you a Bruce guy?
He's fine. I've never seen him in concert.
You have no affinity
he's not my favorite artist by any stretch.
Right.
But, I mean, I realize his importance on the American rock scene over the last 50 years.
If you had an opportunity to see Bruce for free.
Sure, I'd go.
You would go. Okay. Yeah.
He's a legendary performer.
So I guess one of the 70-some-odd songs or 80-some-odd songs has already been released. I think it's called Rain in the River. God only knows when he recorded this. Like Bob Dylan-esque, where like you're having a hard time understanding.
He always
the words.
Has that kind of, has that distinctive voice that way.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So anyway, if you're a Bruce guy, there'll be a bunch of records coming out.
Always a Bruce guy.
I have to say, I think Miley Cyrus is an interesting artist, and she puts out music sometimes that I like. She's got a new single out. Haven't heard this. It's called End of the World, Cakes. Do you have it, Valdez?
R.E.M. already did this song, and it was silly.
Well, that was as they know
it. It's not a cover, is it?
No, I'm doing a joke.
As We Know It, EB.
That's no joke.
End of the World as we know it.
Hey, the video is just released, too. Miley looks great in this video.
Well, the thing I have with Miley is she got those random tattoos. She's one of those random tattoo people where she just has random blemishes. I don't like it.
Not the end of the world.
Is that a hit?
It's definitely going to be played. I already can see it because I'm sure that I'm going to have to announce swim meets this summer. Man, that's probably going to be played.
It sucks my kids are getting older.
It's kind of a bop.
I feel ancient, but I don't miss like announcing a dive meets sitting out and cooking on a patio next to a pool for 4 or 5 hours. Don't miss that one bit.
I still attend them. I've never once agreed to announce them.
Well, at one point, they asked me if I wanted to be a judge of people
diving.
My
wife does all that.
And I looked at them and said, what makes you think I'm qualified to judge anybody diving?
That's kind of, don't you have to take a class before that?
You do. Yes, you have to take a thing.
Trust me, it's very rudimentary.
It's not that big a deal. They give you a handbook. My wife took the class. Okay. And then maybe you can get to another level, take another class or something.
Right.
But here's how the guy basically described it to my wife. If you go, it's like a 6. You go, it's like a 7.
Right. Right.
Oh,
right.
It's like
an 8.
That's basically what you do.
Yeah. Right.
You just, it's like an scale.
Once they offered me that, I was like, I think I'll just stick to the announcing. It's easier.
Anyway, that song is going to be played at your pool, whether you're at a meet or not this summer.
Mm, very good.
I liked it. I
assuming your pool has music at different times.
I didn't hate it. Let me see. I had a couple other things. I guess, did we talk about this? Kelly Clarkson? The network executives seem to love her. And I guess potentially they're talking about her joining the Today Show.
Okay.
Have you seen that?
If you say so, I have to believe you.
I've heard those rumors.
Yeah, that she potentially could join the Today Show, but they still want her to do her daytime talk show, which, by the way, I've never seen, although I have seen clips of her when she does like Kellyoke.
Oh, no, that's she's a smash. Awesome.
You know
that's
what? She is not only a great pop artist on her own right. When she covers other people's tunes, all she does is
sometimes she destroys the artist versions with her versions. Like I think she was covering Chapel Roan.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people were like, dude.
Did she do Pink Pony Club?
I think she did. Hold on.
Oh, do you find it? Apparently this morning she just did Foo Fighters.
She's amazing at covering other people's tunes. Like she's a great singer.
Yeah. I get sigh.
Since You've Been Gone is one of the greatest pop songs ever written.
Who wrote it? She didn't write it.
I don't know if she wrote it, but
there's no
her performance
it. I think it
was
written
amazing.
For her.
Yeah, yeah. She didn't write it. No chance.
Oh, just give me one second. I'll
all right, I want to hear it because I've seen a couple of her Kellyoke things, and I do get sized.
You wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in L.A. I heard that there's a special place. Boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee or Santa Monica. I swear it's calling me. Or make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene. She sees a baby girl. I know she's gonna scream.
She's a very good singer.
She just
sounds similar to me.
It does, but you can tell she's just got an elite, like, her almost like a perfect voice.
Somebody named Russ Ballard wrote Since You've Been Gone.
Oh, I have it as Max Martin and Lucas Gottwald co-wrote it. And Max Martin.
Oh, he is a ton of
I actually think this is better than
Chapel Roan.
His songwriting credits include Baby One More Time by Britney Spears, Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way, and NSYNC's It's Gonna Be Me.
Just if I was an artist, I wouldn't want her to do my song
because
I'd be afraid that she's gonna outdo.
Yeah, she's
what
gonna
I just
outshine
did.
You.
Yeah,
like I think she's a talented talent.
She is.
Oh, she's a very talented,
clearly
talent.
Talented talent.
She's super
I don't know,
talented.
Cakes. Wikipedia said Since You've Been Gone, Russ Ballard.
Okay,
I don't know.
I mean, I'm looking at Max Martin, who has co-written or written 27 Billboard Hot 100 number one singles. And I believe he's credited. Maybe we're getting our information
from the
wrong
places.
No, you know
what it is? I wrote Since You've Been Gone.
Yeah, you need not the letter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
no,
different.
No, not the U, the letter. Y-O-U, but right. I didn't have the apostrophe V-E, or it just
why,
deleted
that.
Why,
that's a different song? There's a famous so. Since
hers
You?
Is since, hers is since the letter, like the U, been gone. So he's looking up a different one.
Was that one a hit too?
I don't know.
It showed up on Wikipedia.
Kelly Clarkson's.
I guess that was her end around
by the way,
towards
there is
copyright
a Backstreet
issues.
Backstreet Boys kid who is so far advancing on American Idol.
Okay.
He's doing pretty good.
What's the last name?
Brian Littrell. He's one of the little short guys on Backstreet Boys.
Got it.
I feel like, was he the main singer?
He was one of the lead singers.
Got you. All right, got to take a break. Phone number is 800-636-1067. You want to chime in? Got Kevin McCarthy joining us at the bottom of the hour to give us some movie reviews.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you trying to get healthier but have no idea where to start? Connect with a registered dietitian through Nourish and learn how to fuel your body in a way that actually works for you. Because eating better doesn't mean eating less. Take appointments with your dietitian online from home, plus message them anytime for extra support. And since Nourish works with hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Aetna, and United, 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Ready to take control of your health? Get started at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, do we know what we're wearing for the alt cast tonight? Monumental 2, Caps, Blackhawks.
I could just wear this jacket. It's a Caps jacket.
Yeah, I think I'm wearing a Caps quarter zip. And I think I'm going to wear the Caps Courage lid.
I know what you're not going to wear because you were scarred.
I'm not going to wear the jacket that puffs out when I sit down. I'm not wearing that tonight. I'm well aware not wearing that.
But you were going for, like, last night we saw Will Dawkins.
Yeah.
The GM of the Wizards.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
At the game last night when we were hanging out. He had a jacket.
Yeah. First of all, Will Dawkins, one, let's tick this off. One, he's in really great shape. Two, he's really rich. Three,
is he really rich?
He's a GM of an NBA team.
Now, okay. I'm sure he's doing well.
I like to get in people's pockets. I don't know his salary. I don't know that that's been disclosed. But, I mean, he's making more than $1 million a year. I would bet you a lot of money on that.
Estimated between $1 to $3 million. Yeah. It's kind of hard to find.
And he's probably wearing, I don't know. I'm guessing he didn't roll into Men's Warehouse and grab that suit off the rack. He's probably wearing a $2,500 to $3,000 suit. He looked really good, as he should. He's the GM of an NBA team. He's got to look good. And he did last night. Just giving him props. Just got a man crush on my man, Will Dawkins. And then your son's asking him if he's going to pick Cooper Flagg. Is he the undisputed number one pick?
Cut right to it.
Sure. That's right.
I mean, isn't that who they're expected to take if they have the number one pick?
I would probably guess that would be the pick. I mean, the odds on betting favorite has got to be Cooper Flagg going number one. But I would guess who's going number two right now is Eric Bickle because he's not sitting in his seat. That would be my guess.
Yes.
So we're good on what we're wearing for the alt cast tonight.
I don't know. Is this okay?
Yeah, you're fine. You're wearing Caps gear. It's good. Nothing to worry about.
Okay.
then I'll just.
So we're straight.
I could bring back that extra large jersey.
That jersey, you could actually like grab the back of a speedboat, and then you would be. Is it parasailing? Is that what it's called?
Yeah,
you see at Ocean City all
I've
the time.
I've done that once.
You could have parasailed in that Caps.
That jersey was meant for an actual goaltender who's 6'5" and has all his pads
yeah,
on.
Yeah, it. Trust me, it looked like it.
But hey, maybe we'll get some more free gear.
But that'd be great.
He's wearing his. We got a big.
That'd be great.
We got a bunch of free gear last time.
I was wearing that exact zip up last night during our hangout.
I need the crew neck sweater that Mar has.
You need that?
Yeah, that looks fire.
Okay, good.
It's butt comfortable too. That's one thing with Monumental is their gear is quality.
Good job, Mike.
Yeah. So last night I was kind of amazed at how many full grown adults were wearing the Harry Potter gear. And my son commented on too, because right when we left, there was like a 40-year-old dude and he had the scarf. I think he had a wig on.
Probably had a robe.
Yes, he had the whole thing.
Sure. Harry Potter, wildly popular. I mean, there's a reason that an NBA team has a night centered around Harry Potter.
But don't you think it's a little odd when you're 40 dressing up as Harry Potter?
You're also asking the wrong guy because this guy loves him some Renfests. So you're probably asking the wrong guy.
Yeah, but you probably didn't show up to the Renfest dressed as a knight.
No, of course I didn't. Because I'm a grown-up and I don't live honestly, in a fantasy
world. There
was
a bunch of people, like adults.
All right.
Plus or minus probably 10 years
of our
age.
At the Wizards game last night.
The Wizards game. Okay, you get a free shirt, free t-shirt. It's one thing to wear the t-shirt.
Yeah.
But like walked by multiple people that had wigs, the scarf wrapped around them, and a robe, as Cake said.
Well, honestly, if someone was dressed up as Harry Potter, I don't know that I would know who it was.
I believe you.
Like,
I believe
what
you
is
would
Harry
know.
Potter's signature outfit?
Signature outfit scarf. Is he's wearing a scarf.
Like, is it like all black?
He's wearing a dark robe.
He wears a robe.
He definitely has glasses.
Yeah. Okay.
And a wand.
And like, definitely has a wand and like a moppish, like Beatles-esque haircut from back in the day.
And I don't know anything about Harry Potter.
Here's why you don't
know. Does
Harry
Potter
have
a secret talent, like a secret gift? Like, is it just a magic wand?
Well, he's like a witch. Right.
So he has a gift at like casting spells.
Yeah, sorcery.
He can cast spells.
EB, in the Harry Potter world.
All right.
Now we're getting really geeky.
Yeah.
You and me, we're all what they would call muggles.
Because
now, a muggle.
What's a muggle?
Is a person who lacks any sort of magical ability.
Right.
And was not born into a magical family.
So
are muggles.
I'm like a peasant.
We're just peasants. Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Now, if you have magic and you know all the different spells and you can mix up potions and elixirs, then you're a
wizard.
Here
you go, EB. This is Harry Potter, right? And there was like 45-year-old men dressed like that.
So hold on. Let me see.
Which
Harry Potter's wearing like a... Harry Potter's the one second from the left.
He's in the middle.
He's in the middle.
Potter's that's
the
what
middle.
I said, second from the left. Yeah. But he's wearing
most
like
people
a...
Most would just say
like
middle.
He looks like he's wearing a
tie.
Like a
school
like Catholic
uniform.
School or
yes.
something.
Yeah, because they're at Hogwarts Academy. That's where all the wizards go to get more learning.
What's the big deal? Half the arena is dressed up like a basketball player.
That's a good point. Okay, that's fair.
He's making a big deal of it. It's like, look, it's
Harry Potter night.
It's Harry Potter night.
The whole point is
if
to wear the
costume. If you're
going to
dress up as Harry Potter ever, or
at Christmas,
any of the
I'm just surprised
you
that 45-year-old dudes
do it. At Harry Potter night.
At Christmas, everyone dresses
Potter,
up as a Santa or
an
elf.
But to me, Harry Potter was a kid's movie.
Yeah, but now... Yeah,
there's an elf and the kids are
now
adults.
Now those kids are adults. A lot of those kids are...
Like Harry Potter came
30,
out when I was probably
like, I was
14.
Shocked when they did a video of all of the wizards. Like, if you could bring a Harry Potter character to the arena with you, who would it be? And Malcolm Brogdon, who's 32.
Yeah.
That's pretty old by NBA standards. He was all in on Harry Potter.
No. When 32, you're prime reading the books. Like, as soon as they come out.
You are?
Like, oh, yeah. People...
Hold on, are there
mid-30s.
Still new ones that come out? No.
I don't believe so. But I mean, if you're in your mid-30s, the books would come out when you were what?
A teenager?
10, 11, 12, 13, yeah. 14. You would go to the, you would wait in line to go to the Barnes and Noble. It would come out at midnight. You would get the book and people would read it through the night.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean the first book came out in 1997.
All right, can
yeah.
I ask you this? Is there like a romance element to Harry Potter? Is like Harry Potter that he have like a girlfriend or is there, you know what I mean? Is there anything like that? Nothing like that.
Not with Harry.
There's no like sexual tension at all really. In a Harry Potter.
No, not like Twilight.
It's nothing like that.
Yeah, different.
Okay. What's like the...
I think Corey Kispert didn't answer any of them correctly. Like, I think he didn't know he anything about Harry Potter.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you were paying attention to they would do show on the Jumbotron.
Are there give me the other famous character names.
Voldemort.
Voldemort.
Which was Voldemort. Who?
He was the arch nemesis of Harry Potter.
Played by Ray Fiennes, I think.
And Voldemort also could cast spells?
Evil spells.
Yeah, he was a bad guy.
Evil spells, but Harry Potter was a good guy.
Correct. Right. All right. Good wizard.
All right. What else?
Good wizard like my man Coulibaly.
What other famous characters from Harry Potter?
Snape.
Snape.
All right, what is Snape's deal? Is that a boy or girl?
Guy.
Alan Rickman.
Pour some out for him.
All right, that was an older guy.
Yeah.
So what was Snape's deal?
Why do you sleep on Hagrid, E.B.?
My Aram Wand.
Huh? I've heard of that name. What is that?
I think that's Emma Watson's character.
No, isn't she
But there was no love interest?
That's her name.
So you had females in the Harry Potter series, but there was no love interests. There were no, like...
Not to my knowledge.
There were no romance.
They're too busy trying to learn their wizarding skills,
yeah, these E.B. These kids are, like, prepubescent.
They weren't horny.
No.
What is going on?
I'm just asking a question. I don't know anything. I know,
it's a little
nothing.
Kids movie.
But it's like, you know, there's 15, 16, kids 15, 16, 17 aren't horny.
Harry's like 10 when he starts out.
Yeah, okay, he's a youngin'.
But if it's like for teens,
now
are horny.
Now once he was done with Harry Potter, is it Daniel Radcliffe? He played the title role. He definitely got naked, like fully naked, like on a Broadway play.
Yeah, but not Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. It was quite a departure for him. From his Harry Potter character.
Yeah.
Like CK's kid dressed up as Harry Potter for Halloween a year ago. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought the age bracket was. And I was struck. These guys weren't there. I was struck by the 45-year-old men who I don't think maybe their kids were watching Harry Potter. But I mean, they were all in full character.
Here's why EB is so out. This sentence encapsulates why EB is out on Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I'm reading the file on Hermione.
You're probably right.
I don't know how her name is pronounced. Drab, can you help me here? Is it?
I think you're right.
I don't know. Hermione Granger, played by
Emma Watson.
She becomes friends with Harry Potter and Ron Weasley, played by Kevin Willard, after they save her from a troll in the girls' bathroom. Not like a Twitter troll, like a real troll.
What is a real troll? Like
it's like a goblin, just like a gross.
So I honestly don't know what a real troll is, other than some loser on Twitter. Right. Troll is like a falcon or something, like something that can eat you.
It's not a falcon is a bird. Like
I know,
a real troll is
like a vulture.
Like a vulture.
It's like it's an ugly monster, typically living under a bridge.
An ugly,
it's like
blob.
An ugly person.
Yeah, yeah, like an ugly blob monster.
Right.
Like
I don't know.
Rom
is a troll.
Rom is a
troll.
Yeah, you look up troll in the dictionary. Rom is
if
there.
If they were casting our own Harry Potter movie,
ugly,
which would be weird,
annoying.
Rom would get the lead troll role.
Right.
So yeah, that's why you're out on Harry Potter, amongst many reasons.
But I would think there would be a love interest with Emma Watson involved.
They were too young. I mean,
maybe as they got older and they did their eighth movie, possibly, but not in the first few movies.
Coming up next, Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter for Fox 5 here on The Junkies. Join us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in DMVs, our pal Kevin McCarthy. And I'm wondering, Kevin, what would you vote on our Drink Surfside poll of the day? Okay, we love Surfside. Iced tea and vodka and Surfside lemonade and vodka. It's the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories, zero carbonation, easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars, Kevin, and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor store. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. The poll of today, and you can vote at Junks Radio, is will Ovi break Gretzky's record tonight with a Hattie? Do you know what a Hattie is?
Yeah, what's a Hattie?
Hattie's three goals, right?
Yeah. I'm surprised. Hey, all right, let me ask you this question. What number does Alex Ovechkin wear?
Ocho.
Nice job.
I'm impressed.
No, I mean, he'd have to be an alien not to get that.
You would think.
Well, what's funny is I was interviewing John Hamm the other day. I think he's a big Caps fan. He was like, do you think Ovi's going to get the...
I have to correct you here. I'm pretty sure... Now, maybe he likes Ovi. Maybe he has an affinity for him. I'm pretty sure that John Hamm is from St. Louis. He is a St. Louis Blues fan, if my memory serves correctly.
Okay, well, then maybe it's the first thing. When I said I was from D.C., the first thing he said to me was, at the end of the interview, he said, do you think Ovi's going to get the...
He was making small talk, because I just Googled John Hamm hockey, and it says... John Hamm on his love of hockey and the St. Louis Blues.
Yeah.
Hey, let's get into, we don't have that much time. Let's get into Mobland, which is a TV show starring Pierce Brosnan and Tom Hardy. Is this worth our listeners checking out?
Yeah. So the show itself is about two London crime families who are battling it out. And Tom Hardy plays a fixer who works for Pierce Brosnan's family. And you know, it's very, very interesting show because you're kind of taken behind the scenes of the family and kind of how the family operates with all the violence and the crime family as well. It's a Paramount Plus show. I've seen the first episode. It's really, really good. It's on Paramount Plus. I do recommend it. And I'm interested to kind of see where the show goes, but the cast is incredible. Pierce Brosnan, Helen Mirren, you have the incredible, Tom Hardy as well. And so it's two warring London crime families, essentially. And Guy Ritchie directed a couple of the episodes. Nice. And I think one of the Peaky Blinders directors as well stepped in for a couple of the episodes as well. So, it's you know, it definitely has that DNA of like really good storytellers and filmmakers. And it's violent. It's R-rated. And I know people tend to love, like, films about, like, the crime families and...
Kevin, your phone is not great.
Not great.
I think maybe you're moving around.
It's horrific.
I think that Drabby wanted to get your opinion on Harrison Ford taking the subway.
Yeah,
did we lose him completely?
Yeah, New York City. Is he just like wandering around aimlessly? What's his deal?
No, I'm in my hotel room. I don't know why.
Sounds better now. Sounds better.
Okay.
What was your take on Harrison Ford taking the subway in New York?
I can't believe he rode the subway. I honestly cannot believe. I saw the photos of that. Could you?
Oh my god! Oh my god!
It's just not working out.
Kevin, we're just gonna have to talk to you another time, man. Your connection's not very good. Mobland, though, he says worth seeing. Paramount Plus. It does look good. I saw Kevin's interview with Tom Hardy, and I guess Hardy has a bunch of tattoos, so he was asking about tattoos. And if you change them in the movies or whatever. And I thought it was just a way that Kevin was going to show off his tattoos, although he didn't.
He didn't? He didn't roll up his sleeve and show him the corn tattoo?
And then I like checked
and the
on
Eisenberg
his Instagram.
Tattoo.
And he was doing the movie ticket stub bit, which EB loves. But I couldn't tell if it was an old video with Eddie Murphy. I think it was an old one. Because his Instagram, which I think is Kevin McCarthy TV, is kind of blown up. So I don't know if he's making money on it, but he's got tons of it. He's done it really well.
His movie stub bit only has a limited shelf life because now every movie pass you get is on your phone. You don't have that brick and mortar paper movie ticket anymore.
Usually, though, if you pay with credit card, they'll give you something. It's not going to look like the old school stub. But if you really wanted to look, he's old tech. He's got a DVD collection.
I know. He likes the physical media. It's kind of his thing.
Do you have an active DVD player in the house?
No,
I don't either.
I have a dead one. I have two dead ones. I have a Blu-ray, not plugged in.
You got a Blu-ray? What a waste of money!
I got a Blu-ray, not plugged in, and I got another one that I would put my P90 workouts. Also, not plugged in.
P90.
Do you know
workouts.
My buddy Tom still does the. You know the guy that did the dancing is not P90.
Tybo.
Billy Blanks.
No.
Tony Horton? I don't know.
Tony Horton did P90, but then there was an offshoot guy who did like the 30-minute one.
I don't know who and this it was like, person is.
You guys
eight
know
minute
it.
Abs.
Huh?
No. That's a movie reference.
7-minute abs.
He still does those DVDs.
Right.
Like 15 years later.
He's faithful to it.
He puts the DVDs in every night.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
Man, he's living like a dinosaur.
He goes up in his attic where his gym is, where it's butt hot. And he does his little DVD 30.
He could probably
workout.
Do a whole workout during one of your bathroom breaks.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize it was that long.
Step into my
Track
office.
Came in here during the break. I was like, dude, I don't know. It was 12 minutes.
If it means anything to you. Now, Denton, I don't think his show's on yet, but Denton was in there before me, and he was in there after me.
Well, his show starts at 10.
Okay, he was in there longer.
It's getting a full evacuation.
You missed like 7 minutes of a segment. You came back at
9:33. I left when my toilet paper was clean. I left.
Like I said, I don't understand how Cory Booker goes 25 hours without doing number one or two. You can't go 2 hours without missing a segment.
No. Look at this caffeine. This is how much caffeine I ingested.
Maybe you need to limit it.
Huh?
Maybe you need to limit the caffeine.
I need it to stay alive.
We do need it. It is.
I need it.
Remember, all cast tonight on Monumental Sports 2 for Cake CB. I'm JP. Have a great weekend. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.